إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partner, no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala, this is our sixth session, dealing with the book Al-Hathu ala ijtima' kalimat al-muslimin wa-dham al-tafarruq wal-ikhtilaf by Shaykh Al-Allama Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir ibn Abdullah al-Sa'adi rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a. Our topic tonight is an issue of great importance related to the general topic of yani ijtima' kalimat al-muslimin, the unity of the Muslims, and avoiding differences or differing, and yani they cause splitting and separation of the Muslims. After the Shaykh rahimahullah laid the foundation of this principle, the importance of unity in Islam and Allah's call to it and command with it, he showed yani the harms of differing and separating and the benefits of uniting and being in agreement. And then he talked about yani what is necessary after we know this, what is incumbent upon us, what is incumbent upon us to do. And tonight, inshallah, and he talks about the topic of the prohibition of allowing yani differences in the secondary, subsidiary issues in the deen, allowing them to be the cause of this blameworthy separation and division and different. And after this topic, yani what remains is an appendix to the book where the Shaykh talks about some of the benefits for the teacher and the student. Important, very, very important benefits. But tonight, yani, we want to talk about this very important issue, and that is whether or not, yani, differences in subsidiary issues, in secondary issues, in the branches, as opposed to the fundamentals of the deen, those differences should be a cause for separation and splitting up, and hatred and enmity and boycotting and whatever else it leads to of evil. Before tonight's topic, quickly want to look at the questions from the study guide number for lecture number 5, some of the topics that we dealt with last week. First question being, once the harms of splitting up and the benefits of uniting are known, what is the obligation upon the Muslims? And once we know the harms of splitting and differing and boycotting and mutual hatred, and we know the benefits of uniting and having love for one another, so what is incumbent upon the Muslims? What is the obligation upon the Muslims? Shuraib.
There are many questions upon the Muslims in general and the people of knowledge especially.
The Muslims in general, yani, and the people of knowledge especially, in particular, naam.
Work for this affair,
naam.
To endure difficulty for it. Strive with all of your strength to attain mutual love.
Strive with all of their strength to attain mutual love.
And cutting off relations and mutual boycotting.
And avoiding cutting off relations and boycotting one another.
Fulfill the command of Allah and working for what He loves.
In order to fulfill the command of Allah and working for what He loves.
Must prepare for whatever is to afflict them from the verbal and physical harms from the people in doing so.
And preparing for whatever verbal or physical harms that may come from the people. Now, that's ahsan, mashallah. Just one point, if somebody can add one point, yani, mashallah, he covered what the Shaykh said, yani, from beginning to end.
Encouraging others
to also participate in this. And he's striving in this affair, exerting our every effort and our ability, you know, to bring about the unity of the Muslims in love for one another and avoiding separation and division, and bearing patiently the harms and that will come, the hardships that will come for a person calling to this, and encouraging others. Yani, don't be content to be doing good yourself, but rather encourage the other Muslims to participate in this. And all of this, as he said, yani, should be done for the pleasure of Allah. Should be done for the pleasure of Allah, seeking yani that which is beloved to Allah, the unity of the Muslims and the agreement of the Muslims and love, mutual love between the Muslims. This is something that's loved by Allah, and seeking through it nearness, yani seeking a place of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this very, very important work. Key and critical, yani, to what the brother has said here from the Shaykh's writing, is that yani it should be done, yani imtithalan li amrillah, in compliance with the command of Allah. Yani, because Allah has commanded us to do this. Question number two, how must those calling to unity of the Muslims respond to insults, hatred, harm, boycotting and not greeting them? Naam, Adam.
Pardoning,
overlooking,
and they should do them how they would do the others.
And la, do not treat them the way do not treat that person the way he has treated you, and not to treat that person the way he has treated you. Naam.
Those who deal with hatred, treat with them love.
Naam, those people who come to you with hatred, then yani respond with love. And somebody else. And now?
Being patient with them.
Smiling. Yani, if they, now, if they do harm to you, return ihsan to them. Yani, good, benevolence, kindness. And if they, yani, refuse to give salams to you and cut off relations with you, then now?
Give them salams.
And? And make dua for them in their absence? Somebody said something else.
Not boycotting them.
Naam. Smiling at them, speaking to them with a gentle word. Yani. The Shaykh said like this, right? Yani. Giving salams to them. Smiling at them, speaking to them with a gentle, kind word. And making dua for them in their absence. And this is similar, as we mentioned last week, to what Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah said. Yani, concerning the high standard of yani khuluq, of character of the Prophet ﷺ in reference to dealings with the people. Now, question number three, what was the dua, supplication of the Prophet ﷺ, who was beaten by his people, causing him to bleed? Now, Abu Jamil.
He said,
Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, what is the meaning? Oh Allah, forgive my people or my nation, for indeed they do not know. And this is the spirit of the prophets, and who have been personally, physically harmed, and yet, yani, and the prophets are someone, the people of Taif, they sent the children to, yani, to heckle him, to speak ill of him, to throw stones at him. What did he say? Huh? He prayed to Allah, that Allah, huh? Now that maybe perhaps, yani, don't destroy them. Yani, perhaps if they live, from their loins will come, yani, people who will worship Allah. Now, this is the spirit of pardoning and forgiving that is so difficult. Except it's easy for whoever Allah makes it easy for. Question number four: memorize one of the ayat from 16th surah, 2nd surah, 42nd surah, when Allah encourages pardoning of the doer of evil. And the Shaykh mentioned a number of ayats. Let's try to take at least two of them, inshallah. Adam first. وَإِن تَعْفُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Meaning, وَإِن تَعْفُ, to pardon. And that you pardon is closer, is nearer to taqwa. And a person wants to achieve taqwa, pardoning is nearer to taqwa. Even though it's permissible, right? To punish a person in accordance with what they have done. But pardoning is nearer to taqwa. Naam, Shuaib. فَمَنْ عَفَى فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. يعني فَمَنْ عَفَى,
the one who forgives and reconciles, his reward is with Allah.
يعني فَمَنْ عَفَى, the one who pardons or forgives, وَأَصْلَحَ, and reconciles the differences that they have with the people, then his reward is guaranteed by Allah. And before this, very important, in the beginning of the ayat, the shaykh didn't quote the whole ayat, but before this, Allah mentions that the jaza' of sayyatin sayyatun mithluha, that the reward of evil is evil like it, yani equal punishment back. That's justice. But then Allah says, but to pardon and reconcile, then the person will have a reward with Allah. That means that even though it's permissible to punish the people back according to what they have done, that's justice. But pardoning is better than that. And in the end of the ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَإِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, some of the scholars of tafsir said, and this is the third possibility, yani that you could give people justice for what they have done, or you can pardon them, or you can transgress the limits. And Allah doesn't love those who transgress the limits, meaning that you punish people back with more than what they, yani what's justified. And what's best and most beloved to Allah is pardoning. And one other ayat, in Musa, Naam, that wasn't one of the ayahs that the Shaykh mentioned, but it was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was? Okay. And the meaning of it?
Don't
let hatred of a people
cause you to transgress.
Naam, don't let hatred of people, yani in reference to the people, the pagans, they prevented the Muslims from entering the sacred masjid, from performing the Umrah, and Allah told them, don't let hatred of a people, and even though it's justified that they have wronged you, cause you to be unjust. Yani to transgress the limits, to be unjust. Naam. Fayyib. After this, question number 5. Why do the ulama, the scholars and the students of knowledge, have a greater right than other Muslims that their faults be covered? Why do they have a greater right that their faults be covered? Naam, Abu Sa'id. Because of their great concern for learning and spreading the knowledge, for yani accumulating knowledge, acting by it, living according to it, and teaching it to others. Because of this concern and this yani being busied and occupied and yani for the knowledge and the benefit that comes to the people from it, because of that, they have a greater right. Yani every Muslim's fault should be covered, but the people of knowledge yani have a greater right. Why? Because that knowledge is the means through which the people know their worldly affairs and their religious affairs. They know Salat and Zakat and Siyam and Hajj. They know Halal and Haram, the Munkar and the Ma'ruf. They only know because what? Because some of the people of knowledge have devoted their lives to seeking knowledge and spreading the knowledge. Therefore, all the people benefit from them. They have a greater right then, even though every Muslim has a right that their faults be covered, the people of knowledge have a greater right because they have given more to the people than anyone else because of this knowledge, the importance of this knowledge. And we know that the virtues of knowledge are unlimited. Question number 6. Discuss alamat al-sa'adat al-insan, the sign of a person's good fortune, sa'ada, happiness and success in the next life. Naam. Tayyib, fadl. Naam, fadl.
Such a person is the one who endeavors for the good of all
that is. Yani a person who endeavors, yani who is diligent, who is concerned about what? Seeking good for all of the Muslims. Kafatul Muslimin. Not his jama'ah, his country, his tribe. Yani, kafatul Muslimin. The person whose intent is to seek good for all of the Muslims. Naam.
He becomes happy when they are guided.
And he becomes happy when they are guided. Yani, he's concerned about them being guided. Their hidayah and their...
He advised them sincerely.
And nasiha. Yani, the people who are misguided, he's concerned that they be guided. The people who need advice, he's concerned to give them advice. Naam.
He covers up their faults and does not spread them.
And he prefers to cover their faults than to spread them. He prefers to cover their faults and not spread them. This is a sign of a person sa'ada, a person who will have happiness, who will have, yani, good fortune, who will what? Be fortunate to earn the reward of Allah in the next life. This is the sign of sa'ada, that a person's concerned for good for the people, for all of the Muslims. For all the Muslims, even the misguided Muslims, he's concerned about them, that they be guided. Naam, and the people who yani have errors, he's concerned about them. He doesn't say kick them to the side, rather advise them. Naam, this is the sign of sa'ada. And after this, yani discuss yani alamat shaqawa al-abd, shaqawat al-abd, the sign of a servant's ill fortune, misery and loss, being a loser in the next life. Naam. Now, Abu Jamil.
They start back and forth with Namima and Riba, backbiting and
Person striving. Their life is devoted to what? backbiting, tail carrying, and the other stuff that goes with it, slandering, huh? Qila wa qal, yani this is what their life, this is what they strive, yani to devote their life to. This is what they are engaged in. Now, yani if he finds anything that a person has said or done that's munkar, khalas, without delay, he what? Spreads it. He spreads it and he broadcasts it, and then he even gives some extra sharah, some tafsir from himself for it that he made up to make it more evil. Wallahi, this is what we see on the internet today. As present, it's mawjood, yani muntashir. You don't have to look far for it, you can find it. Allahu musta'an. These are the signs, yani, that the abd is known by, yani of sa'ada or shaqawa, the person who, yani, who has any good fortune, and the person who has ill fortune, the person who will be successful in the next life, or the person who will be at loss in the next life. Question number 8, memorize a hadith about covering the faults of the Muslims and the good that comes to one who does it. Naam, please help me on this side. La ilaha illallah. Naam, Adam. Man satara musliman, satara allahu. Fid dunya wal akhir. In the other narration in Bukhari and Muslim, man satara musliman, satara allahu. Satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah. Yawm al-qiyamah. Yani whoever covers, yani the faults, the defects of a Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will cover him in this world and the next life. Cover his faults, her faults, defects, shortcomings. And whoever, in the other narration, whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection. Yani when? Everything will be exposed. Then Allah will cover them. Yani when a person is standing before the whole of humanity, from the first to the last. What kind of shame is that? Allah will cover them. Naam. And what about the, anybody remember the other hadith, even the meaning of it? Ya ma'ashara man amana bilisanihi wa lam yudkhil al-imana qalba. Anybody remember this hadith? What is the meaning of it? Yani the Prophet saw some addressed to people, oh, those who have believed with their tongues. Yani their iman is on their tongue. They say we believe, but iman has not entered the heart. He said, don't harm the Muslims. Don't follow searching for the faults of the Muslims. For whoever searches for the faults of his brother, Allah will search for his faults. And whoever Allah searches for his faults, Allah will expose him. Even if it's in the inner parts of his, yani jawfi baytihi, yani meaning he's hidden in his house someplace so nobody can see him, Allah will expose him. Naam. Don't harm the Muslims and don't search for the faults of the Muslims. And question number 9, discuss why the Ahlul Ilm, the scholars, are most suitable and more likely to achieve the wilaya of Allah than others. Why are the scholars, the people of knowledge, yani most suitable and most likely? Naam, Abu Sa'id.
Because they fulfill the commands of Allah.
Because the wilaya of Allah is only achieved by the fulfillment, qiyam, bi'awamilillah, is only achieved by the person who fulfills the commands of Allah. And the people of knowledge have the greatest portion of the fulfillment of the commands of Allah due to what? Due to the knowledge that they have. Because they're engaged in knowledge and seeking knowledge. And the people, yani of iman and taqwa, when they have knowledge, they act upon it. They devote their life to acting upon what they know. And therefore they have, yani it's more likely that these people will achieve the wilayah of Allah more than anybody else. Because how can a person achieve the wilayah of Allah, yani be of the people of iman and taqwa without knowledge? Yani iman, how can a person have iman? Iman and what? Without knowledge. Yani what do you believe in? You don't have knowledge. And a person doesn't know Allah, how will they believe in Allah? And yani, people say they believe in Allah and they are Muslims, but they don't know Allah. They don't know asma wa sifat, tawheed, rububiyya, uluhiyya, asma. They don't know anything about Allah, but they just believe in Allah. This iman that's not based on knowledge is not iman in Islam. Naam akhi.
If the scholars are not the awliya of Allah, then yes.
Who will they be? Who other than them? Now, the last question, discuss the author's comparison between those who devote their time to qila wa qal, yani just gossiping, defaming the scholars and the religious people, etc. The comparison between these people and the filthy animals which abandon good foods, wholesome, tayyib, yani atima tayyiba, and are attracted to the carcass, to dead, the flesh of dead animals and despicable food. What is the comparison, yani, that the Shaykh rahimahullah has made between the people who devote their time to gossiping and slandering and backbiting the scholars and the Muslims, and these, yani, filthy animals that rather than eat good food, wholesome food, they rather eat, yani, filthy foods and dead carcass. Naam, akhi. Your name?
Jassar.
Naam.
This is due to them leaving off the praiseworthy actions and qualities for the filthy, reprehensible ones. Meaning, instead of benefiting from the scholars, they speak ill of them and defame them.
Yani, instead of benefiting from the scholars, they speak ill and defame them. Yani, they give up, yani, the mahasin, the good qualities and good characteristics and good actions, in preference for, yani, the opposite, which they think is equal to it. They think slandering and backbiting and speaking ill of the scholars is equal to, yani, to the good deeds, the good virtuous deeds of Islam, yani, especially, yani, those deeds that, yani, are obvious and overt and that, yani, benefit not just your individual self but the other Muslims. And from the actions that benefit other people is covering the faults of the Muslims and not searching for the faults and defects of the Muslims and not spreading their faults or broadcasting them. Yani, this is from the virtuous acts that benefit others. Yani, the virtuous acts of a person that benefits others besides their self. Like, these are some of the issues that we dealt with last week, and yani, we have some major footnotes, yani, that have been attached to the original book here, and we're going to try to summarize at least summarize some of those footnotes, because they're quite lengthy in the time that we have that's limited, yani, greatly limited. The Shaykh begins, فَصْلٌ وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا يَجِبُ الْإِعْتِنَاءُ بِهِ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. And from amongst the greatest things that it is obligatory for the people of knowledge to give care to, from amongst the greatest things that's obligatory upon the people of knowledge to give care to, and لا يجعلوا الاختلاف بينهم في المسائل الدينية, yani that they do not make the differences of opinion amongst them in the religious issues. And here the Shaykh defines which religious issues he's talking about. He said that they do not make differences amongst them in these religious issues. سَبَبًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى التَّفَرُّقْ وَتَشْتِيتِ الْقُلُوبِ. I'm going to come back and give the definition of the issues. I'm just trying to clarify the point that he's making here, is that, yani, from the greatest affairs that it's obligatory upon the people of knowledge to give care to is that they do not make these differences of opinion amongst them in religious issues a cause or an invitation to تَفَرُّقْ, to separation and splitting, and تَشْتِيتِ الْقُلُوبِ, and dividing the hearts. That they do not make these differences in religious issues. What kind of religious issues? He said, التي لا يخرج المخالف فيها إلى بدع أو الشرك. And which kind of religious is he talking about? There's no field, there's no opportunity for having differences, I mean, that would cause separation and division between the Muslims. There's some kind of issues, certainly, that would be a cause of separation, but that we should not allow the differences in issues which لا يخرج المخالف, yani the one who opposes that which is right, it will not cause him to go outside of Islam and outside of the Sunnah and fall into innovation and shirk. Yani, the issues that don't cause the person to fall into innovation, that don't cause the person to fall into shirk, these issues that don't cause that, we should not allow them to be the cause of Muslims separating and dividing. As far as those differences where people oppose the truth that cause people to fall into shirk, that's different. We're talking about subsidiary issues, secondary issues. Primarily we're talking about, yani, the issues in jurisprudence, yani, in the differences, matters related to tahara and salat and siyam and things like this that don't cause a person to fall into bid'ah. Doesn't cause a person to fall into shirk. Okay? The issues that don't cause this, then the Shaykh is, he's talking about this. These kind of religious issues that don't cause the person to fall into this, do not let them be a cause or an invitation to division and separation of the hearts. مُجِبًا لِلْقَدْحِ وَتَعَنْ بِسَبَبِهَا وَالْمُوَالَاتِ وَالْمُعَادَاتِ عَلَيْهَا. And they also necessitate, yani, that the issues that, يعني don't let it necessitate al-qadh wa ta'an, يعني speaking ill, يعني making accusations against a person due to those differences. يعني we fall into some differences, we start calling people names, making accusations and saying bad things about people, speaking ill of people. Don't let it be a something that necessitates this kind of behavior, nor that necessitates people al-mawalat wa mu'adat, that people يعني have allegiance to one another or they have enmity for one another because of differences. We should not allow this. يعني because somebody has a difference in terms of some issues of tahara or salat or zakat or siyam or hajj or whatever, then it causes us to start speaking ill of them and making accusations against them and separating from them, saying that we have enmity for these people because they differed with our sheikh on this issue. And the sheikh said, يعني tamattu is the proper, the best way to do hajj, and they said, nah, we do يعني qiran or ifrad. Yeah, this is not a reason for people to have enmity and hatred and separate and divide and become enemies of one another. This is a mistake. Even if your sheikh is right, it's okay. Yani, this is what the sheikh is talking about here. Okay, so now let's move a little bit more quickly. For indeed, to do so, the sheikh says, فَإِنَّ هَذَا ظُلْمٌ وَتَعَدٍ, without alif maksura, or without ya, ta'addin. Yani, this is ism manqus. So it shouldn't, yani, if it doesn't have alif lam, then it should be ta'addin. فَإِنَّ هَذَا ظُلْمٌ وَتَعَدٍ, because this is يعني ظُلْم وَتَعَدٍ, يعني ظُلْم, يعني this is injustice and it is transgression if we allow these things to cause separation and division of the Muslims, and it's not permissible. لَا يَحِلُّ بِإِجْمَاعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, it's not permissible to do so according to the consensus of the Muslims. For indeed the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors, meaning the Sahaba and the Tabi'un and those who came after them, Atba' al-Tabi'in and so on, rahimahullah, yani rahimahumullah, yani they continued, yani he said, who, the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and those who came after them, they continued. فَمَا زَالَ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ وَالصَّحَابَ وَالتَّابِعِينَ فَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ يَخْتَلِفُونَ فِي مَسَائِلِ الدِّينِ, yani they continued to have some differences in issues of the deen. وَلَا يُنْكُرْ بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ, but none of them used to يعني censure or refute, يعني reject the other one as a result of that. وَلَا يُجِبْ بَعْدُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْدٍ أَنْ يَتَّبِعَهُ وَإِلَّا ضَلَّلَهُ, and none of them يعني made it obligatory for the other one to follow his view, or else if you don't then we will declare you to be misguided. If you don't follow our view, then we declare you to be misguided. How yani common is this today? Yani whatever their view is, or the view of their sheikh, if you don't agree with it, you're misguided. You're astray. And again, I want to emphasize the point that the sheikh is talking about issues, yani differences of opinion in the furu', not in the usul. Although there could be some minor differences in usul, yani in the matters of aqidah, but primarily he's talking about furu', yani in the secondary matters, subsidiary matters, in the matters of jurisprudence. Primarily he's talking about this. Yani here, he said they didn't necessitate that people follow them or else they would declare them to be astray. And the footnote, he says, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in Majmu' Fatawa says, the scholars from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and those who came after them, they used to debate, tanaza'u. When they used to debate any affair, they used to follow the command of Allah in the saying of Allah in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 59th Ayat, فَإِنْ تَنَازَعَتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. And if you differ about in any matter, then refer back to Allah. They used to follow this. If you differ in any matter, refer back to Allah and His Messenger. If indeed you are people who believe in Allah in the last day, and that will be best and most suitable for final determination. They used to follow this. But here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, وَكَانُوا يَتَنَاظَرُونَ, but they used to debate in some issues. يعني in some مسألة, مُنَاظَرَ مُشَاوَرَ وَمُنَاصَحَ. يعني what kind of debate? يعني مشاورة, like consulting. يعني consulting with one another. يعني مناظرة, debate of, يعني مشاورة, let's يعني consult with one another and see what you have, what we have, and come to some conclusion. يعني ومناصحة, يعني advising one another, not debating to attack and to defeat and belittle somebody and crush them and destroy them. No, that wasn't the kind of debate that they had. وَرُبَّمَا Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah says, وَرُبَّمَا اِخْتَلَفَ قَوْلُهُمْ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةَ الْعِلْمِيَّةَ وَالْعَمَلِيَّةَ يعني المسألة العلمية والعملية, it doesn't mean يعني the issue of knowledge and action. العلمية, المسألة العلمية means عقدية, يعني issues of عقيدة. والعملية means issues of jurisprudence, secondary matters, يعني the matters that are not connected to عقيدة. Alright, so be clear on this. Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah says perhaps sometimes their speech differed. They differed in some mas'ala of ilmiyah, yani aqadiyah and aqidah, in belief. Yani in minor matters of belief, because the fundamental matters of belief are agreed upon. But in some minor matters, as Imam Ahmed said in Usul al-Sunnah, that some are from amongst Sahaba, they differed about the seeing of Allah. Is it, yani seeing that people, yani the Prophet ﷺ saw Allah with his eyes, or he saw him in a vision, in a dream? They differed about this. This is a matter of aqidah. They differed about this. There's not agreement upon this, but we know what is correct. But in any case, there was some difference about this, right? So the point is that Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah is saying here that sometimes they differ in these issues. مَا بِقَاءِ الْعُلْفَ وَالْعِصْمَ وَإِخْوَةِ الدِّينِ يعني, but even though they differed on some of these issues, there remained the ties between them and the respect of one another's honor and the brotherhood in deen. And then Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah says, نَعَمْ مَنْ خَالَفَ الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ وَالسُنَّةَ الْمُصْطَفِيدَةَ أو ما أجمع عليه السلف الأمة خلافا لا يعذر فيه فهذا يعامل بما يعامل أهل البدعة. Okay, note this point here. Yes, if a person opposes the clear الكتاب المستبين, يعني that which is clear in the Quran, in the book, that which is clear, not that which can be interpreted more than one way, والسنة المستفيدة, يعني the sunnah that's well known, مشهورة, that's known. It's not a sunnah that people don't know about. So maybe the person opposes it because they don't know it. Now the well-known sunnah, the clearness of the Quran, or that which there's consensus upon from the salaf of this ummah, the first generation of this ummah, somebody who opposes this, khilafan la yu'adhar, where he has no excuse to oppose it. There's no reasonable reason why he could oppose it. There's no excuse for him. We can't make up like, oh, he didn't understand, he didn't see, he didn't hear. No, there's no excuse. Then this one should be treated the way the people of innovation are treated. And a person opposes the clear, that which is clear in the Quran and that which is well known from the Sunnah, or that which is agreed upon by the Salaf of this Ummah, and they have no excuse for their opposition, these people should be treated like the people of innovation. Back to the text, and that was the footnote of Ibn Taymiyyah. So the Shaykh, he says, Rahimahullah, Yani, they didn't necessitate that people follow their view, or else they threatened that we would declare you to be astray. For indeed, this level is only suitable for the messengers. The only suitable for the message, but they are the ones who, whoever opposed them, is definitely astray. Whoever opposed the messengers. As far as those besides them, then, yani, their asma, yani, their being free from error, is not guaranteed. Yani, anybody else other than the messengers, yani, there's any person who's free from error, who's impossible to make it, like the ma'asum imams of the Shiite, infallible imams that can't make a mistake, and can't do any wrong, and know everything, and know the unseen, and only die if they will. That's, yani, this is not for anybody. And these are the characteristics of divinity that belong to Allah alone, who knows the unseen, and knows everything, and knows past, present, and future. So this, yani, the asma, yani, being free, infallible, being free from error, is not for anybody other than the messengers, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees their, yani, condition. Here the Shaykh says, وَمِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ بِعِبَادِهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ اِخْتِلَافْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ رَحْمَةً. And from the mercy of Allah upon His servants is that He has made the اختلاف, اختلاف هذه الأمة, the اختلاف of this ummah, what they differ about, is a rahmah. And this requires some explanation, and we'll just explain it in brief, but you can refer back to the explanation of Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah for Lumat al-I'tiqad. In his explanation, he explains it in detail. We just like refer to the summary of what he said. Yani, the Shaykh is saying here, Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, that Allah has made, yani, from the mercy of Allah upon His servants, that He has made ikhtilaf in this ummah as a mercy. لِيُثِيبَ الْمُصِيبِ, so that the one who gets the correct view would be rewarded, and the one who errs would be pardoned. And this is the key here, that they will be pardoned. This is the rahmah, that they will be pardoned. Yani not that ikhtilaf is something good, rather, yani in this ummah, the mujtahid who errs, then he's pardoned. And their ittifaq, their agreement, is a hujjah. Yani what they agree upon, the scholars, what they agree upon is a proof, a final, a definitive proof. Wa najat, and a means of salvation, wa asma, and it is error-free. Yani what they agreed upon is error-free. Yani the ummah of Muhammad doesn't agree on error. That's impossible. Here I'm going to quote just briefly what Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, said in his explanation of Ulamat al-Itiqad. Ibn Qadama said, فَإِنَّ الْإِخْتِلَافِ فِي الْفُرُوعِ رَحْمَةِ Ibn Qadama said that indeed ikhtilaf in the furu, the branches, not in the fundamentals of aqidah, but in the branches, in the jurisprudence, matters of salat and things like this, then this is a rahmah. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, meaning, what is, how is it a rahmah? A, دَاخِلٌ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَعَفْوِهِ Yani this comes under the mercy of Allah in His pardoning. Yani if the people differed, this will come under, yani it will be treated with mercy from Allah and pardoning, and pardoning, such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make it obligatory upon them more than what they were able to do. Yani you did the best you could. If you erred, that's the best you could do. Allah doesn't punish you for that. Huh? Such that Allah didn't hold them to more than what appeared to them. Yani to what they seen as being the truth. If that's what they saw and that's what they ruled on, Allah pardons them. He don't make them responsible for more than they could see. Because they're human beings, right? Even the scholars are human beings. So there's no haraj on them in this ikhtilaf. Rather, hum fihi dakhiluna tahta rahmatillah wa afwihi. Rather, they are in their ikhtilaf, they enter into or under the mercy of Allah and His pardoning. And so if they are correct in the ruling that they reach, they will have two rewards. And if they are in error, then they will have one reward. Then they will have one reward. Yani reward for their ijtihad, for their sincerity and seeking the truth and making the effort to do so. Allah rewards them for that. And this is based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said almost the yani these words. طيب, after this, the Shaykh says, فالواجب على أهل العلم أن يبذلوا جهدهم بتحري الحق والثواب وأن لا يضللوا المخالف لهم مثلهم أخطأوا أصابه. It looks like there's some words missing from this sentence, but the apparent meaning of it is, so what is obligatory upon the people of knowledge is that they exert their effort and exert themselves in their effort in searching for the truth, the haq, and that which is correct, the sawab. Yani what is obligatory upon them? That they exert themselves in seeking the truth and that which is correct, and that they do not, لا يضللوا المخالف لهم, that they do not declare to be astray someone who opposes them, that they do not declare them to be astray. And perhaps the meaning is here, لِأَنَّهُ مِثْلُهُمْ, yani maybe this word is missing, لِأَنَّهُ مِثْلُهُمْ, yani because he, the one who opposed them, is just like them. أَخْطَى وَأَصَابَ, sometimes he gets it wrong and sometimes he gets it right, and likewise you, sometimes you get it wrong and sometimes you get it right. So why do you declare him to be astray when he's just like you? Sometimes you are correct and sometimes you are wrong. Naam. And here there's also a footnote from Ibn Taymiyyah, and he, in which I'm going to summarize it. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says in Majmu' al-Fatawa, the madhab of Ahl al-Sunnah is that the ithm, yani annahu la ithma ala man ijtahada, yani there's no sin against the person who strives to reach the truth, yani the mujtahid, the scholar, not the ordinary person, you don't have a right to do that, but the scholar, there's no sin against that person for their ijtihad, even if they err, meaning reach the wrong decision. And he also said in another place, rahimahullah, as far as that which they made ijtihad in, then sometimes they are correct and sometimes they err. So if they make ijtihad and they reach the correct opinion, then they will have two rewards. And if they make ijtihad and they are in error, then they will have one reward for their ijtihad, and their error is forgiven. And as far as the people of misguidance, they make the khata and the ism mutalazimain. Yani they say that the khata, mistake, and the sin are mutalazimain. Yani they're inseparable. Mutalazimain. They're inseparable. Meaning if you make a mistake, then sin comes with it automatically. But the people of Sunnah say, no, a person can make a mistake, doesn't mean a sin against them. But the people of misguidance, they say, if a person erred, then they sinned. They make them inseparable. So sometimes, due to that, they go to the extreme, exaggeration concerning the people in order for them not to fall into sin, they say they can't make mistakes. Yani the imams, they say they can't make mistakes, because if they make a mistake, that means they sin. And they're sinless, so that means they can't make mistakes. So they go to the extreme with this, and they say they're ma'asumun, infallible. And other times, they go to the opposite. Yani instead of exaggerating for them, against them. And they say about them, innahum baghun. Yani they have transgressed, they are tyrants, they are oppressors, they are wrongdoers, due to their mistake. Yani go to the other extreme. Yani if they made a mistake, then they are transgressors. Yani no, they made a mistake. That doesn't mean they're transgressors. But the people of knowledge and iman, they do neither of these. They don't say they are ma'asum, nor do they say that they are sinful due to their error. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di goes on to say, وَهَذَا فِي مَسَائِلْ أَلَّتِي تَعَرَضَتْ فِيهَا أَقْوَالَ السَّلَفَ الْأُمَّةِ بِحَسَبْ مَا أَدَاهُمْ إِلَيْهِ اِجْتِهَادُهُمْ. Okay, here the Shaykh is saying what? About these issues. What kind of issues are we talking about? He said, this is in all of the issues in which the sayings, the opinions, the views of the Salaf of this Ummah. Who are the Salaf of this Ummah? As-Sahaba, wa-Tabi'in, wa-Atba'at-Tabi'in, the first generation of the Muslims. Yani, in the issues in which, this is how we handle those issues in which the sayings or the opinions of the Salaf of this Ummah were contradictory to one another. They opposed one another. They had different views about it. They differed about it. Huh? So this is how we handle in these issues, where there's difference amongst the Salaf. Yani their opinions was based upon what their ijtihad led them to. And then he gives examples, four or five examples, okay, which shows that what we're talking about here are in secondary matters, in jurisprudence, in Tara and Salat and Siyam and Zakat and Hajj and marriage and divorce and these kind of issues of jurisprudence. The examples that he gives, and of those things that the Salaf differed about, مثل من يرى أن الماء, the one who he holds the opinion that water does not become impure except if it's changed by najasa, meaning its taste or its color or its smell changes, if some impurities enter that water and we see that the color change or the taste change or the smell change, then they said it's impure. If there's no change in it, they said no, then it's not impure. It doesn't become impure just because something impure is enters into it, unless there's a change in it. And the Shaykh says, and it's not permissible to speak ill, yani, concerning the one who has a different opinion, that ما لم يبلغ قلتين ينجس بمجرد الملاقة وبالعكس. Yani, the other people had a different opinion. They said, whatever didn't reach a certain volume of قلتين, this large amount of water, if it didn't reach that amount, then the mere admission into it of something najis made it unclean. Forget about change color, taste, smell, anything. They don't care about that. If it's not qillataini, that a large amount of water, any impurity enters into it, makes it unclean. These are two different opinions. Shaykh is saying, wala bil aks, meaning neither one of them should speak ill against the other because somebody holds the other view. Second example he gives, the people hold that water which has been used to remove, yani, a state of impurity, yani, like for wudu or ghusl or something like this, that water becomes tahiran ghayr mutahir. Yani, it's still clean, but you can't purify yourself with it. You can't make wudu with that water that somebody already made wudu with. It's tahir, it's clean, it's not najis, but you can't make wudu with it. That's one view. Then he said, they should not declare people to be astray who hold the view that it remains tahiran mutahiran. It's clean and it can be used as a purifier. Or not, or the opposite. Neither one of them should declare the other one to be misguided. The third issue, he says, whoever holds that the salat in a garment that has some impurity on it, forgetfully, did it, yani, they forgot, then they have to make the salat over again. They should not, what? Yani, speak against the person who holds the opinion of, yani, i'ada. Yani, some of them said the prayer has to be made over, and the other people said, no, it doesn't have to be made over. Why? Because the person forgot that it was there, so it was forgetfulness. They should not, yani, declare each other to be misguided. And the fourth issue, he says, whoever sees, yani, who holds the opinion of the obligation of fasting on the, yani, Laylatul Thalathin min Sha'ban, the 30th night of Sha'ban, yani, which could be the first day of Ramadan, right? Because the month could have 29 or 30 days. Some people held that it's obligatory to fast on their night, if on that night, if it's cloudy. Yani, if there's clouds so that you can't see the new moon if it appeared, then they said, then it's obligatory to fast, because that could be the first day of Ramadan. That's an opinion. And then the other people have the different opinion, yani, that it's mustahab to not fast or it's permissible to not fast. Because why? Because you didn't actually sight the moon. So these are two different views. None of them should hold it against the other. And then the Shaykh, I think, mentions one more example. The people who consider it permissible to perform nawafil, yani voluntary prayers, zawatil asbab, those which have a cause or a reason, like entering the masjid or istikhara or something, not pure voluntary prayers, those who hold that it's permissible to perform those prayers that have a reason in the times that are prohibited. Yani meaning after Fajr until sunrise, or after Asr until sunset, and yani at the time when, yani like this, prohibited times, some scholars said, if the prayer, yani a voluntary prayer, has a reason to perform it, then it can be performed in the prohibited time. Some, they said no, and the Shaykh is saying here, neither one of them should yani refute the other or declare them to be misguided. And these are examples of issues which there continue to be difference in those issues amongst the Salaf up until now, today. So it is not permissible for whoever sees one of these two opinions, who holds that view, it's not permissible for him to rebuke or to refute the other one. عَلَى وَجْءَ الْقَدْحْ بِهِ يعني in a way that he's really يعني attacking him. And he can refute his opinion with evidence, but not attacking that person. يعني not like declaring this person is misguided, lost, astray, ignorant, dumb, because he has a different view. Because this is ظُلْم. يعني this is oppression, this is injustice. And it's not permissible. Rather, the occupation, the wazifa of Ahl al-Ilm, what is their job? What is their wazifa? What is their occupation in these issues, masail al-khilafiyya, issues of difference of opinion? Their obligation is, أن يُبَيِّنُوا مَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُ الصَّحِيِّ. Yani their obligation is to make clear what they see as being correct, according to their ability with the legal shar'i evidence. And that, الدليل الشرعي, it means it is الكتاب والسنة والإجماع والاعتبار بالقياس والحكم. And then there are some words that were not clear in the handwritten manuscript. So Allahu A'lam what they were. But in any case, he said, yani they should make, what their job is to make clear in these issues, make clear what is correct, what they see as being correct, but with evidences, Sharia evidences, that is with the book, the Quran and the Sunnah and the consensus of the scholars, and even giving consideration to qiyas and other than that also. And likewise, their job is what? أن يردعوا من جعل هذا الخلاف سلما للاختلاف. يعني that they must repulse the one who makes this khilaf, difference of opinion, makes it into a means of differing with one another. Yani we have a difference of opinion, but it doesn't mean we have to be differing with one another, opposing one another, fighting one another, enmity with one another. They make the khilaf, the difference view on a certain issue, a means of ikhtilaf, where the people become differing with one another. Because this is far from insaf, from fairness and justice. And then the Shaykh says, Na'am, in dhahara min ahad ahl al-ilm, مخالفة بينة للدليل الشرعي الصريح. يعني if it should happen that there appears from one of the scholars, people of knowledge, a clear مخالفة بينة, يعني he opposed that which is correct, not in a way you think he's opposing it, and maybe you misunderstand it, rather what he's saying is clearly an opposition. مخالفة بينة, there's no doubt about what that person is saying, and it's contrary to the dalil al-shari'i sarih, yani to the dalil that is a legal dalil in the sharia, and it is sarih, yani it's not unclear, but it's crystal clear what this dalil points to, and then they oppose it. Such a person that this mukhalifa comes from, opposing clear evidence from the sharia, فَإِنَّهُ يَجِبُ نُصْحُهُ, yani the first thing, it's obligatory to advise him, to give that person advice, not to slander them, to backbite them, to spread their error or their mistake or their misguidance or their ignorance. Rather, what is obligatory is to advise them about it. وَيُبَيِّنْ لَهُ الدَّلِيلَ الشَّرْعِي, and make clear to that person the legal evidence, yani which they are in opposition to. بِأَقْرَبِ الطُّرُقِ, yani by the nearest ways, meaning the أَقْرَبِ الطُّرُقِ, yani the nearest way to reaching the destination, the goal. What is the goal? To give advice to the person, to correct them. Not going around the corner, around the block, around the world, but getting right to the point. yani in the clearest way to bring the evidence to them so that they can be corrected, and don't make their censuring or their scolding or backbiting of them in the sittings, in the public sittings, as opposed to yani advising them and just giving them advice. Don't yani exchange advising them with backbiting and scolding them in the public places, because this is not from the way of the Ahlul Insaf, the people of fairness and justice. Rather, their way, yani the people of justice, طريقتهم النصيحة سرا وعدم إشاعة الفاحشة. Yani the way of the people of justice and fairness is to give advice to a person in secret, not in public. Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, listen to what he's saying here. And the way of the people of insaf, the people of justice and fairness, is that when they see a person in error, they advise them sirran, not in front of the people, not in front of anybody. Take them by the side, on the side, and advise them secretly, yani with dignity and respect for that person. وَعَدَمْ إِنْشَاعَةِ الْفَاحِشَةِ, and not spreading yani fahisha, evil, yani, and yani evil. Naam, fahisha means yani, it has a lot of meanings, but I think here what the Shaykh, he doesn't mean indecency and immorality, but he means not spreading the faults or the errors yani of the people, especially the people of knowledge, the scholars, because he's talking about the scholars here. And then the Shaykh said, oh, there's a footnote here, footnote from Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. He says, the brother is bringing the footnote here. How much time we have? 13 minutes to the adhan. The Shaykh, he says, call the Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di in such and such page. Indeed, the scholars, Ahlul Ilm al-Haqiqi, the real scholars, their intent, their qasd, yani the real scholars. Okay, so now we know who are the real scholars. Who are the Ahlul Ilm al-Haqiqi? And who are the other people who are pretending? And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, I think in Usul al-Sitta, he talked about this in detail when he explained Usul al-Sitta. Yani, the real scholars, the Haqiqi, he said, قَسْتُهُمْ أَتَّعَاوِنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى. The intent is always cooperation and piety and righteousness. وَالسَّعْيُ فِي إِعَانَةِ بَعْدِهِمْ بَعْضًا فِي كُلِّ مَا عَادَ إِلَى هَذَا الْعَمْرَ. And that they strive in helping one another in everything that comes back to this affair. What affair? The unity of the Muslims and bringing the hearts of the Muslims together. That they strive in helping one another in everything that comes back to this affair. وَسِتْرُ عَوْرَاتُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and covering the defects and faults of the Muslims. وَعَدَمْ إِنْشَاعَةِ غَلَطَاتِهِمْ, and not spreading their mistakes or their errors. وَالْحِرْصُ عَلَى تَنْبِيهِهِمْ بِكُلِّ مَا يُمْكِنْ مِنَ الْوَسَائِلِ النَّافِيَةِ, and they are diligent and eager to bring to the people's attention with and in every way that's possible with the wasail and nafia, beneficial means, yani to bring the mistakes or errors to the light of the people so that people can know what's right and what's wrong by every beneficial means that they find. وَذَبُّ عَنْ أَعْرَاد أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَالدِّينِ, and to defend the honor of the people of knowledge and the religious people. وَلَا رَيْبَ أَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ أَفْضَلَ الْقُرُبَاتِ. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says, and there's no doubt that this is from amongst the best, yani the most excellent of all deeds that gain nearness to Allah. ثُمَّ لَوْ فَرَضَ أَنَّمَا أَخْتَأُ فِيهِ, and if, yani, if it was such the case that, let's say for the sake of argument, لَوْ فَرَضَ أَنَّمَا أَخْتَأُ فِيهِ أَوْ أَثَرُوا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِيهِ تَعْوِيلٌ وَلَا عُذْرٌ. Let's say that the mistake that they made or the slip that they made, there's no legitimate ta'wil, yani interpretation that justifies the opinion that they hold. There's no legitimate ta'wil that can just wala other, and they have no excuse in making this kind of mistake. Even if that was the case, لم يكن من الحق والإنصاف أن تهدر المحاسن وتمحى حقوقهم الواجب بهذه الشيء يسير. Even if that was the mistake, then it's not from that which is right and insaf, just, that we, yani, destroy or waste all of their mahasin, all of their good deeds is lost. وَتُمْحَى حُقُوقُهُمْ الْوَاجِبَةِ, and that, yani, all of the obligatory rights that they have be erased due to this, الشيء اليسير, this small matter, this mistake that they made. Even if they had no excuse for it, even if there was no legitimate interpretation that could have justified their opinion in it, still, it is not correct, it's not right that we destroy all of their good deeds and yani erase all of their rights due to this mistake that they made, كَمَا هُوَ دَعْبُ أَحْلُ الْبَغِي وَالْعُدْوَانِ, as is the way of the people of transgression and oppression. That's their way. You make one slip, they throw you under the bus. That's how the I heard the young people saying it. Or kick you under the bus. Or something under the bus. Huh? Throw you under? Alhamdulillah. Naam. Huh? By one mistake you make, khalas, you're done. This is the way of the people of transgression and oppression. Because this, ضَرَرُهُ, its harm is great. And its corruption, its fasad, is مُسْتَطِير, يعني واسية. It's vast, it's wide. يعني it's too much harm in it, and too much يعني corruption that comes as a result of this. The Shaykh says, أي عالم لم يختي. Which scholar didn't ever make a mistake? وأي حكيم لم يعثر. And which wise man didn't ever slip up? And nobody's free from this, right? And then the Shaykh, he ends this, the last paragraph, and there's some commentary and in the footnote, but the Shaykh, he ends here by saying, وَبِلْ جُمْلَةً. And he overall, in summary, فَالْوَاجِبْ عَلَىٰ أَحْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ, what is obligatory upon the people of knowledge and others besides them, the scholars and the rest of the people, you and me, all of us. بِلْ جُمْلَةً, overall, in summary, what is obligatory upon the people of knowledge and others than them? Number one, السَّعْيُ فِي مَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ, striving to know what is the haq. Don't let people just tell you anything. You have to make some effort yourself to know what is the haq. Otherwise, the Shiite will tell you they are upon the haq, and the Sufi will tell you they are upon the haq, and the Ikhwan al-Muslimin will tell you upon the haq, and the Jamaat al-Tabligh will tell you they are upon the haq, and none of them upon the haq. They might have some haq, no doubt, huh? But they are not upon the haq. But people will tell you anything, it's upon you to strive to know what is the haq. You have to make some effort. Huh? Number two, Shaykh says, وَالْإِجْتِهَادْ فِي تَنْفِيذِهِ, and that a person must make effort to what? To execute it, to implement the truth. Yani to execute it in the land, in your family, in your home, in your environment, in your city, or in your town, or your country. تَنْفِيذ الْحَقْ. Yani once you know it, to execute it, to have it to be implemented. And number three, وَالْعَمَلْ بِهِ, yani that you act upon it yourself individually. That you yourself also act upon it. Naam. وَالتَّعَاوَنْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, number four, and to cooperate with others in this matter. Yani in what you came to know of the truth, and that which you executed of the truth, and that which you act upon the truth, that you must cooperate with others. And again, we always come back to this point. What? This is not an individual thing. MashaAllah, you sali. What about? Yani islah. Yani the Muslim who affects the rest of the people in the society. This is the best condition that we can be in, that a person is sali within themselves and mostly, yani rectifying and correcting and improving the society and the people around them. And then number five, he says, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ أَحَدُهُمْ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبْ لِنَفْسِهِ سَوَاءً وَافَقَهُ وَخَالَفَهُ. Huh? This is for us. This is our challenge, that yani that you will love for your brother, that one of them will love for his brother that which he loves for himself, no matter if that person is in agreement with him or opposes him. And they have the same opinion, you love them, mashallah. But when somebody says, I don't agree with you on that, now we have problems. But you should love for your brother what you love for yourself, no matter if he's in agreement with you or opposed to you. فَكَمَا أَنَّهُ, the Shaykh brings a beautiful example, demonstration of this here. Just as the person, if you had fallen into some error or some slip, you will never love that anyone will come to know it, that anyone will come to know about your mistake or your error. Rather, you would diligently, eagerly try to cover up yourself. You would diligently, eagerly try to cover up yourself. So just like that, in the same way, it is incumbent to treat your brother in the same way that you want to be treated. وَأَنْ يَحْمِلْ or يَجْعَلْ يَحْمِلْ مَا يَصْدُرُ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنَ الْمَحْمَلْ, yani that you put the best construction, that's the general meaning of it, that you understand what has come forth from your brother, the mistake or error that the other person has made, that you understand it, that you interpret it, yani in the best possible way. Ahsan al-Mahmal. Yani don't assume when you saw the person, yani while you're riding by on the bus, I actually saw this happen, and the person, while you're riding by, you saw a Muslim walk in the bar. He said, oh, he's going there to drink. Maybe he had to use the bathroom. He couldn't find a place to go to use to relieve itself, right? So put the best construction on the behavior of the other person, even though it looks like bad, but try to put the best, ahsan mahmal, the best way you could, and the best construction you can fill it with. فَإِنَّ جَزَاءَ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسَ الْعَمَلِ, This is the principle that we saw already like hundreds of times, right? فَإِنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسَ الْأَمَلِ. For indeed, the jaza, the reward, the recompense that a person will be receive is like their action. مِنْ جِنْسَ الْأَمَلِ. يعني the action that's good, the reward will come good. هَلْ جَزَاءَ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good except good? So the jaza, إِنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسَ الْأَمَلِ. يعني the reward, what will come back to you will be in accordance with the way you have acted, in accordance with your deed. So whoever his action was with his brothers was like this, that he used to cover his brothers, then Allah will cover him by means that he will know them or by means that he will not know them. But Allah will cover that one who covers his brother. Yani a covering that will not be achieved by anyone who has not taken this position, yani of covering their brother. فَكَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. فَكَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. Yani, so in the way you treat others, then you will be treated. Yani, that's how your reward will come back to you, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا, a reward that will be in accordance with the way you have acted. And then the Shaykh closes, and there's a footnote here. Yani, let's read the footnote. We have maybe 2 minutes. And the footnote is long. Okay, we're going to come back to the footnote. Let's just see what the Shaykh, he says here, he closes by saying, فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ, and he's supplicating, we ask Allah to grant us success, and our brothers, the Muslims, also success for that which he loves and he is pleased with, and to correct the conditions of the Muslims, to yani rectify, to make good the condition of the Muslims. Listen to the dua of the Shaykh. May Allah grant us success and our Muslim brothers and sisters, and to do that which is loved by him and pleased to him, and correct our condition, our affairs. وَيُؤَلِّفْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and to tie between the hearts of the believers. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ, and to guide them to the ways of peace, safety and security. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَسَلَّمَ. And the praise, all of it, belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. And the salat of Allah be upon Muhammad, and yani safety and security. This is how the Shaykh ends this topic, and yani in the footnote, the Shaykh is talking about yani he's quoting here from Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di concerning what yani the people of knowledge, and covering the faults of the Muslims, yani trying to unite the Muslims and tying the hearts of the Muslims together and covering their faults. The Shaykh says, "Qala rahimahullah." ومن أهم ما يتعين على أهل العلم متعلمين ومتعلمين السعي في جمع كلمات وتعريف القلوب على ذلك. يعني from amongst the most important things that are obligatory upon the people of knowledge, the teachers as well as the students, is that they strive in joining their word. يعني in joining, uniting the word of the Muslims. وتعريف القلوب, and joining their hearts, uniting their hearts upon that. Upon the unity of the Muslims, and cutting off completely حَسْمُ أَسْبَابَ الشَّرِّ وَالْعَدَاوَةِ, cutting off everything that is a cause that leads to evil and enmity and hatred between the Muslims, and to make that affair, yani the affair of uniting the Muslims and tying their hearts together and cutting off difference and separation, to make this affair, and يَجْعَلْ حَذَرَمَ النَّصْبَ أَعْيُنِهِمْ يَسْعُونَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ طَرِيقَةٍ. Yani that they make their focus. They put what is in front of their eye and the thing that they focus on and concentrate upon. Yani striving in every way possible to achieve this unity of the Muslim and tying of the heart. And this is because what is the matlub is wahid. Yani what we are seeking is one thing. And the qasd, yani the intent is wahid. And the maslaha, yani the benefit is mushtariqa, yani shared by all of us. This is the end of what we want to read from this, and what remains, as I said, is the benefits that the Shaykh mentions in another place for the student and the teacher that we'll read next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And the following week, inshallah, we'll have some discussion about Ramadan, and hopefully, yani before Ramadan starts. The Shaykh says, yani what? From amongst the most important things that are obligatory upon the people of knowledge, the teachers and the students, is striving to unite the word of the Muslims and tie their hearts together, and cutting off all the causes of evil and enmity and hatred between them, and to make this affair, yani their focus, to give their full attention to it, striving for it by every way, bi kulli tariq. And that is because what is required, the matlub, what we are seeking is one. We are seeking the same thing. And the qasd, the intent is one. Yani to earn the pleasure of Allah. And the maslaha is mushtariqa. We will all share in the benefit. Yani if the Muslims are united. Yani which Muslim will not benefit from the unity of the Muslims? فَيُحَقِّقُونَ هَذَا الْعَمْرَ بِمَحَبَّةِ كُلِّ مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. So we are able to achieve, to realize, this affair, joining the word of the Muslims, unity of the Muslims, and the hearts of the Muslims, and loving for one another. We are able to achieve this affair by mahabba, by loving everyone from amongst the Ahlul Ilm. And those who have a portion, lahu qadamun fihi, yani who have made some effort, yani they've done something that's recognizable, washtighalun, or they have been occupied to some extent with this knowledge, wanafa'un, and they have given some benefit, yani to the people from this knowledge. Everybody who has shared in some kind of way in this knowledge, then we must love them. And we must not leave, or we must not, لا يدعون أراد الضر, yani we must not let, yani the harmful goals or objectives or aims take control of them. They must not let the harmful goals take control of them and prevent them from this, yani maqsad al-jaleel, this noble, yani majestic, yani goal. فَيُحِبُّ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضٌ, so that, yani some of them will love others from amongst them. وَيَذُبُّ بَعْضُهُمْ عَنْ بَعْضٍ, and some of them will defend, yani others from amongst them. وَيَبْذُلُونَ النَّصِيحَةَ, and they will extend advice to the one who they see munharifan an al, yani there's a word here in another manuscript of this book, it has an al akhirah, yani with ta marbuta instead of al akha, al akhirah, and they will extend nasiha liman yarahu munharifan an al akhirah, yani the one that they see deviating from the achieving the affairs of the akhirah, yani seeking the akhirah, seeking the reward of Allah. وَيُبَرْحِنُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْإِلْتِزَامِ فِي الْأُمُورِ الْجِزْئِيَةِ, yani, and that they prove by their actions, not by speech alone, but they prove by their actions, yani their action is a burhan, a proof that disputation and arguing and discord in the subsidiary affairs, al-umur al-juz'iyyah, that as like the examples he mentioned in salah and zakat and siyam and hajj and things like this, that disputing in these al-umur al-juz'iyyah allati tad'una ila didd al-mahabba wal-i'tilaf la tuqaddam ala al-umur al-kulliyyah allati fiha jam al-kalima wala, na'am, stop there. Yani he's saying what? That that their action should be a proof that discord and disputation and arguing in the subsidiary matters that invite the opposite of love and the opposite of the people being tied together, these yani disputes in these matters should not be given precedence or preference over yani al-umur al-kulliyah, the fundamental matters that are the foundation of the deen. Yani differences in secondary matters should not be more important than the fundamental matters. And from the fundamental matters, yani al-umur al-kulliyah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraku. This is from the fundamentals of the deen. Hold fast to the yani hablillah, the rope of Allah, the deen of Allah, and don't be divided. This is fundamental. Don't let secondary issues, he prays with his hand below his navel, or a little bit above it, or on the chest. Yani that caused us to separate, so that we abandon the fundamental issues of holding fast, being united with one another upon the deen of Allah, upon the Quran and the Sunnah. Yani those secondary issues can pass. Yani the fundamental issues, which yani are the means or the cause of uniting the word of the Muslims, bringing the Muslims together. And don't let the enemies of knowledge from the common masses or others from amongst them take control. يَتَمَكَّنُونَ مِنْ إِفْسَادْ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ, yani have the ability to make yani corruption or to cause discord amongst the people, to cause discord amongst the scholars or the people, and تَفْرِيقْ كَلِمَتَهِمْ, and divide up their word, cause disunity and division amongst them. For indeed في تحقيق هذا المقصد الجليل والقيام به من المنافع لا يعد ولا يحصى. For indeed in the realization, the actualization, the achievement of this noble objective. Which noble objective? Uniting the Muslims and tying their hearts together. The realization in the achievement of this goal and the fulfillment of this command are manafia, benefits which cannot be counted or enumerated. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ إِلَّا أَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ الدِّينِ الَّذِي حَثَّ عَلَيْهِ الشَّعْرِ بِكُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. Listen to what he's saying here. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ, and if there was no other يعني benefit in this, if there was no other يعني consideration here, وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ يعني the striving to unite the Muslims and bring their hearts together, if there was nothing more in it than that, doing so, هَذَا هُوَ الدِّينِ, this is the deen. This is the deen that Allah has, that the Sharia, the legislator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has encouraged by every way, by every means, have encouraged us to come to this point. If there was no more than that, it would be sufficient for us. And that, وَأَعَظَمُ مَنْ يُلْزَمْ الْقِيَامْ بِهِ أَهْلُهُ, يعني the greatest of those who are obligated to fulfill this command are أَهْلُهُ, يعني أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. يعني the people who have the greatest obligation to fulfill this command are the أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ, the scholars. And so this is also a reason why we must strive to achieve this, right? وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَعْظَمَ الْأَدِلَّةِ, and doing so is from the greatest proofs of a person's sincerity and sacrifice. To strive for this goal is from the greatest indications of a person's ikhlas and tadhiyah, their sincerity and their sacrifice. These two things, which are the spirit, the ruh of the deen. وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا, and also, in striving to realize this great affair, that is the unity of the Muslims and tying their hearts together. وَفِيهِ أَيْضًا مِنْ تَكْثِيرُ الْعِلْمِ, and it is also a means of increase of knowledge. وَتَوْسِعَةُ الْوُصُولِ إِلَيْهِ, and it is an expansion of the ways to reach the knowledge. الْوُصُولِ إِلَيْهِ, the ways of reaching the knowledge. وَتَنَوُعُ طُرُقِهِ, and also يعني it is يعني in the Muslims uniting together, it makes there gives us more ways, تَنَوُع, various ways of يعني reaching, of getting the knowledge, يعني that which is ما هو ظاهر. يعني if the Muslims are united, then it's clear that يعني this will be a means of increase in knowledge, and it will widen the means of reaching the knowledge and varying the roads or the ways to knowledge. فَإِنَّ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ, for indeed if the people of knowledge, طُرُقُهُمْ طَرِيقَتُهُمْ وَاحِدَةً, if their way is one, meaning the Muslims are united and the scholars are united and they're all going in the same direction, then this will enable them to يَتَعَلَّمْ بَعْدُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدٍ, some of them will learn from others if they are not divided and separated in enmity with one another. وَيُعَلِّمُ بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدٍ, and some of them will teach others. And if every group from them is isolated, يعني مُنْزَوِيَةٌ عَنَ الْأُخْرَى, isolated from the other one, and مُنْحَرِفَ, deviated far from the other one, and قَطَعَتْ الْفَائِدَةِ, then the benefit will be cut off. وَحَلَّ مَحَلَّهُ ضِدَّهُ مِنْ حُصُولِ الْبَغْضَاءِ وَالتَّعَصُّبِ وَالتَّفْتِيشِ مِنْ كُلٍّ مِنْهَا عَنْ عُيُوبِ الطَّائِفَةِ الْأُخْرَى وَأَغْلَاطِهِمْ وَتَوَصُّلْ بِهِ لِلْقَدْرِ. And what will come in its place, يعني instead of the benefits of unity and love for one another, what will come in its place is the opposite, that is يعني hatred and ta'asub, everyone sticking to their group, and taftish, everyone searching for the faults of the other group and the mistakes of the other group, and using it as a means to speak ill of others. وكل هذا مناف للدين والعقل, and all of this kind of behavior is in contradiction. It negates the deen, and it's in contradiction to what we know in our deen, and it's also in contradiction to the clean, pure, natural, unpolluted intellect. It doesn't even make sense. And it is also in contradiction to that which the Salaf as-Salih were upon, to the extent حيث يظنه الجاهل من الدين, يعني even though the ignorant person thinks that this kind of behavior is a part of our deen. And I have no commentary on that statement. Just think about it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.